American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. America's employers added just 12,000 jobs in October. Last month's hiring gain was down significantly from the 223,000 jobs that were added in September. The unemployment rate remained at 4.1%. Larry Kudlow, former director of the National Economic Council under President Trump, says it was actually worse than that.
Revisions, downward revisions. You remember the 800,000, 818,000 downward revision that was
published.
Year. We got more, 112,000 downward revision for the two prior months in September and August, of which 108,000 were private sector jobs. So that's a big negative. The only winner in this whole report, honestly, is government.
Just a day after Joe Biden said this about millions of Americans.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Billionaire and Harris campaign surrogate Mark Cuban dished out this insult about women.
Donald Trump, you never see him around strong, intelligent women, ever. It's just that simple. They're intimidating to him. He doesn't like to be challenged by them.
Now, prominent Republican women in Trump's orbit are putting Mark Cuban back in his place.
The mainstream media covers for Kamala Harris, and they don't hold her to the same standard that they hold Donald Trump. She should take it upon herself. Go to a microphone today, Kamala Harris, and condemn this disgusting insult on more than half of the females in this country who want to support Donald Trump.
What they stand for and what they believe is not where America is today. So when he came out, you know, they're in full panic mode, I think, on the other side. And I think that from calling our side Nazis to garbage to now calling women dumb and unintelligent and weak around Donald Trump almost is the last straw for 100 million women in this country.
If you are a school teacher, if you are a U.S. military member and you're a woman and a Trump supporter, then to Mark Cuban, you are stupid and weak.
It's a disgrace, and Kamala Harris stays silent.
Cuban's words are mean, sad, and misogynistic.
Former White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says Cuban insulted and denigrated millions of American women.
I can't interpret his words. They were crazy. If he wants to test his theory that Donald Trump doesn't surround himself with intelligent and strong women, I'm happy to do that if he wants to have a Lincoln Douglas-style debate about the issues of our time. I can test his hypothesis, and I can prove his hypothesis wrong. But it's not about me. It's not about the other amazing, accomplished women who are on the cover of the New York Post. It's about you. It's about the women I met at rallies, the mothers, the hard workers, the accomplished professionals, those who are working in all different types of industries, smart, innovative. That is what this is about. He insulted them.
Moms for Liberty released a new ad ahead of the November 5th election about the issue of men competing in women's sports.
It's a one-minute video that shows a girl and her dad waking up at 6 o'clock every morning to train.
Push through. Yeah, that's it.
It culminates in showing up for the track meet. The father calls to the girl and the two gesture.
Harper!
The next scene shows the two walking together after the meet.
You okay?
Dad, it's not fair. I had to run against a boy. That's not right.
I know.
AFN talked with Tiffany Justice, co-founder of Moms for Liberty, about the ad. She said her team wants fathers to know that showing up for your daughter matters in school, in practice, and at the polls.
What we've seen is that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz don't have a problem with boys competing on girls' teams. They don't have a problem with the fact that our girls are being forced to settle for second place.
Justice said the other side's position on this is not meant to be logical. By pushing for men to play on women's sports, she said it's a, quote, war on Western civilization.
And so we wanted to create this ad to really put dads in that moment to think about all of those mornings that they get up and they train with their daughter and they take off work and they go to watch them compete. And then to think about what it would feel to watch her dreams be stolen by a boy pretending to be a girl and by a public education system that apparently has lost its mind.
What can you do? Justice said, you show up.
Vote like your child's future depends on it, because it does. If we do not stand up now in defense of our children, they will live the rest of their life on their knees.
I'm Bronson Woodruff.
More news online at AFN.net. I'm Rusty Pugh.